This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
That is right. Thank you, Lucius. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Nick Harris, Dallas. No, I'm sorry. Not DallasCowboys.com. Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
Will join us and talk week 8 of the NFL season. Week 9?
Week 8.
We're in week 8.
Okay. Yeah.
Bye, threw me off. Krusty's Corner brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well for being part. And thank you for Buffalo Wild Wings, and thanks for all the Tolos hanging out with us today. You guys have been a lot of fun.
Woo!
It's been a party out here.
General.
Yes, sir.
The loser of this game will not make the playoffs.
Well, if it's the Cowboys. I mean, I would say however the Cowboys do coming out of this game, they will not make the playoffs. They might get lucky enough to win special teams, interceptions, stuff like that, coming out of the bye energy. But I think the Niners could lose and still be okay if they, you know, get McCaffrey back after their bye. Might run the table.
Well, Chuck.
I think, yes. I think the loser of this game is definitely going to be in a bad position because you've got the Cowboys, it would be 3-4, and the Niners, what, 3-5?
Right.
So I think the answer would be yes. The loser of this game is not going to make the postseason.
How about you, Chief?
Immediately, I want to say no and jump on what Dawson's saying. I think for the Cowboys, sure. For the Niners, you don't feel like they're just going to be completely done. But I'll tell you what, looking at their schedule, that's kind of a no-joke schedule, dude.
Right.
It's Bucks, and then it's Seahawks, and then Packers, Bills, Bears, Rams. They got the Lions in there. That's no joke. So I think I would lean yes. I think this is a do-or-die kind of game. Holy smokes, dude. We have all the marbles in October?
Yeah, I just feel like both teams are in really kind of some bad positioning right now.
Yeah.
When it looks to, you know, you look at the Commanders and how they're playing, their schedule's going to be. I think Wolchuk said it best when this thing started the season. He said, hey, this is going to be a sneaky team. They found their quarterback. They've got skilled players. Their defense isn't great, but their schedule will allow them to win this division. I don't think Dallas will make the playoffs unless they win the division. You know, that's to me why. And then I think San Francisco, you know, at 3-5, and you mentioned their schedule, I think that puts them in a big hole there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, which team you think is more desperate, Wooly Bully?
I think San Francisco probably is more desperate coming in here because the Cowboys are off a bye, and I think they're still so wounded. If San Francisco's playing with Debo and with Kittle, you're going to be without Ayuk for the rest of the season.
Right.
They're still looking
Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we still have enough to be able to take care of this. The Cowboys can fall back and be like, we didn't have Micah. We still didn't have Daron Bland. We're hoping Eric Kendricks, maybe they don't have him. We're hoping to get these guys back. San Francisco, I don't think, has really a caveat to fall back on if they lose.
How about you, Chief?
Yeah, I mean, I think that winning really, really matters in San Francisco. And so I taking an L to the Chiefs, losing games that they've lost already, they understand their outlook. We're calling it an all the marbles game already.
Yeah.
They know what their schedule is coming out here. They know that they got to come out and really lay it on them, get a little confidence back. So, I mean, we don't think the Cowboys have just overarching is that their number one priority is winning. We can't say that. For the Niners, you can.
Dawson?
Yeah, you know, I think the Niners are desperate. I think if you're desperate on the Cowboys for a win right here, you're not paying attention. Your coach has been telling you, we're young and experienced. We're just working on trying to get better.
Hmm.
You know, we're trying to win a football game. And they say that, like, nothing from the outside matters, you know, inside their building. So if you're just listening to Mike at meetings, he's like, well, you know, we're losing, but that's because we're young and inexperienced. You know, don't worry about all the Pro Bowl level players on our team and everything that's been invested to try to win. We're just trying to get better around here.
Chief, the 49ers have forced 8 interceptions in the last 4 games. Can Prescott keep a clean sheet in this one?
I don't believe so. I mean, we have seen him play some of his worst football ever versus this team, and he's coming into it not even on a heater like he oftentimes comes into San Francisco, and wow, Dak's playing at the height of his powers right now, man. It's going to be a good one, and then they fart out 13 points, and it's just not a jersey combination. Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, there's something with those dudes that completely shell-shocked the entire offense. So, No, and Dax, there, unfortunately, this has been one of those turnover kind of seasons for him to this point.
Sure.
So I don't expect that to change this week.
Wolchuk, clean sheet for Dak Prescott after the 49ers have forced 8 interceptions the last 4 games.
Yeah, I think it's tough to say that he'll have a clean sheet. He needs to. I feel like versus San Francisco, it's much like when you play against Kansas City. You've got to play darn near perfect to beat him.
Sure.
You can't be hurting yourself, especially for this Cowboys team. But I can't imagine he gets out of this one without at least a fumble or an interception based on the pressure that they can force on you. And I think it could be a tough day for Steele and for Guyton.
Impressive use of the term clean sheet, Brian.
Thank you.
But Wolchuk's line is going to be as dirty as Wolchuk's couch Sunday night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he's a team player, and when they're down 30, he's going to, you know, still be trying to score points. So if he manages to have a clean sheet at halftime, it's going to go by the wayside in the third quarter.
Dawson, I'll come back to you on this one.
Yeah. The old give and go.
Yeah.
1-2.
Bigger concern, and Wolchuk just mentioned this, bigger concern, Steele or Guyton?
Guyton. You know, Steele, I know what that is. In this game,
yes,
I think Dak can mitigate the pressure off the right side. He knows it's coming. But left side, not as easily. And just big picture, Guyton's a bigger concern because you're on bust watch already.
Yeah, I got to go with Guyton here. I mean, Steele's had some good moments this year. The Brian Burns game was really good. I think he battled against T.J. Watt. Certainly the Lions game was horrible. It was for the rest of the offensive line. But at least Steele kind of knows what he's getting into against these guys. This is a first look for Tyler Guyton. This could be a rough one.
Yeah, and Terrence Steele has gone up against Bosa in an election year, and, of course, Tyler Guyton has not. For your first time to go up against Bosa in an election year, and we're sniffing around for election day, you don't stand a chance, Tyler Guyton. I'm concerned for you.
If I told you that Steele, last time they played, he at a 17 drop back snaps, 4 pressures, half a sack.
Oh, no. Take it.
Does it make it?
No, here's the deal. The truth is I'm nervous about both of them, but I just went ahead and had to choose.
Yeah.
And so Guyton is more concerning than what is a double concern Sunday Night Football.
We always ask for them to give these guys help. Who would you give more help to? Would it be Guyton?
It's got to be Guyton because, that exactly like Dawson mentioned, that's the blind side for Dak. So, like, you're more susceptible there. If I'm Dak, I want, hey, just help me a little bit more to my left. He's a rookie. It's his first time. Come on now. And also, he's off an injury, and maybe his confidence is a little shaken based on the way things played out, not starting even though he's suiting up. That was a little weird. So there's no question. You got to help the rookie. Terrence Steele, we paid you, man.
Yeah.
Can you just act like you've been here before, please?
Wolchuk?
With those 2 tackles?
Yeah.
Which one are you helping?
I agree. I think you got to help Guyton. You know, I mean, I think we're just going to – you're already paid Terrence Steele. Like, he's an established NFL stud. Like, I need you to hold your own, dude. And if you can't, then we're going to have to make a move moving forward. Guyton, maybe you start off early and just see how he does.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you're going to need to help him and Chip on that left side.
Dawson?
Guyton more, than Steele. But I want to help both of them, you know, throughout the game. But, yes, Guyton more than Steele. I think, though, you need to play back and keep them guessing on what you're going to do. You know, I would help nobody sometimes and just try to get guys in flat. So,
yep, I agree with that. Chief, real quick, last one here.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook will revive this Cowboys running game.
I'll fart on that, Broadus. Thank you.
How about you there, Wolchuk?
I'm also going to say no, he won't. I don't know if anything that Dalvin Cook's got left. Now, he might look good because he's got fresh legs. Maybe he does have a good game left in him. But I'm not going to rely on that. I'm going to have low expectations. If he overachieves, then hell yeah.
I would have more faith if you told me the player's name was Alvin Cook and he was an undrafted free agent from a D2 college. Those are real fresh legs.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So you just don't feel anything about Dalvin Cook at all?
No, I do think he can be a little bit better than what Zeke was. You know, so maybe a little bit more wiggle, a little bit more of a respectable look.
Why do I feel like that maybe Dalvin Cook will give you something, but it won't be enough? I mean, there'll be flashes of it.
Yeah.
There'll be flashes of it where you go, like, all right, there you go. That kind of got it going there, right there.
He's well rested.
See some flash plays.
The guy in his 30s can give you one good week, you know, maybe one good a month. And especially after being so fresh from not playing half the season, being pent up a little bit, I think he might have great energy.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate
that. Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. And we're coming back with more sports content here. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joins you next here on 105.3 The Fan.